Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Armor Report. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal. And as always, what we're doing here is using algorithms to help direct investments into equities. I'm going to pick up where I left off last week. We have these podcasts every Monday afternoon after the market close. We start the month by going over the Armor report that we produce at the end of each month that kind of highlights what happened in the month previous, which was the month of May, and what our algorithms did for us and how they positioned us. And then we give some color on what we think will be happening in the month of June based on algorithms. So a lot of the times when you see fund managers or analysts or whatnot on financial news networks, they're kind of prognosticating and guessing on what market direction will be, and they're generally using old school techniques such as PE ratios and the like. That's not what we're doing on this podcast. We contend this is a completely different market than your dad's stock market. After 2008's financial collapse, the way capital is committed in the market is completely different than what most people are familiar with. Now, does that mean you can't use earnings projections and PE ratios as a guide? No, I mean, certainly we're not throwing everything out. But that guide become less and less effective on a week-to-week basis. Now, it's still, you would assume, be effective over a long period of time, right? So if you find a company that you think has potential based on its growth prospects over a 3 to 5 year window, and you're willing to suffer 50% collapse in your net worth on the way to that company recognizing its success in the investment world, then certainly you can run your capital that way. We don't feel A, it's necessary to suffer that type of a collapse in capital on the way to success that the average buy and hold PE ratio philosophy espouses. And more importantly, in today's world, the volatility is so fierce that it makes it very difficult to make it through that collapse and get to the other side to recognize the success. So what we do is we bring algorithms to the table. Algorithms help reduce your emotional dependence on decision-making. And emotions and decision-making when it comes to investing is the worst possible thing you can do, and more so than ever in this market. And you can do your own research. You'll discover that something close to 90% of all trades executed on major exchanges today are executed by algorithms. So as we like to say, if you're going to be executing in the market today using the old tools, it's like bringing a butter knife to a gunfight. And so we're trying to make our algorithms a little more accessible to you to show you how algorithms can affect the success of committing capital, when to reduce risk and when to increase risk. That's what this is all about. The real area of alpha generation today is knowing when to add risk and subtract risk. So as we were saying on our Monday call last week, in the month of May, we had very aggressive risk-on entry signals from all of our major index algorithms, the S&P, the NASDAQ 100, the Dow Jones, the small cap index, and the mid cap index. And if you've had a chance to read the Armor Report, you can certainly download it for free on our website. It's rosenthalcapital.com. You can also follow us on Twitter throughout the month, and you're going to get real-time live updates. That's at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T, Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L. You can also follow our homepage, on a daily basis. We update live what the algorithms are telling us about these top five indexes, and it's all based on when to add risk and when to subtract. Even if you're a buy and hold guy, even if you have a short-term memory and you've forgotten what it felt like in 2008, and you are comfortable with the market we're in today, you are going to want to commit new capital periodically, whether it's through 401k investments where you get to select when to put the capital to work, whether it's a pension plan, if you're a physician and you're collecting cash in that plan, when do you put the capital to work? Using an algorithm can help you understand now's the best window to put that capital to work. Here's where the reward from this price is worth the risk. And so what we were saying, our algorithms were saying in the beginning of May, is that now is the time to add risk aggressively. So if you've got a list of your favorite names, you've been doing your research, you know what stocks you want to buy or what groups, that was the time to do it. And as promised, I told you at the end of the call last week that we would go over what our favorite groups were in early May. The algorithms, which we've got designed for 30 different group ETFs that we follow, and those 30 groups, they change every now and then. There's an addition or a subtraction of a group depending on the situation. But it's roughly 30 groups. And in this case, we focused our attention on the five groups that are in the technology space. The social being really our favorite standout. S-O-C-L is the symbol. Social media, you'd already had a collapse in Facebook based on what we felt were kind of erroneous fundamentals, even though everyone loves to talk about it in the news. Those are the types of news stories that scare people and drive stocks down and don't really have any real impact on the stock's trajectory over a long period of time. And so if you take a fundamental event like that and then apply algorithms to it, it helps you understand when to commit the capital. None of us want to buy, quote, the falling knife. And yet at the same time, we're all told to buy low and sell high. Well, how do you buy low and sell high and at the same time don't catch a falling knife? I mean, you've got to buy it when it's going down. So when do you put the capital to work? Algorithms are the answer to that question. Particularly the algorithms that we're working with are constantly calculating and recalculating the reward versus risk scenario at every level. And when the asset gets to a certain level, based on a lot of different moving parts in the algorithm, we get a risk on window where the algorithm is saying, statistically speaking, this is the time where it's worth taking the risk. And so we saw that across the board in the social media companies, and I can discuss this on a different call. We'll go through individual stocks on a different podcast, but I will just throw out there our largest position in our model portfolios right now is Twitter, and has been for the last couple of months. That's TWTR. And so then we drill down and we look at different ETF groups where Twitter has a large component, and Twitter actually makes up more than 10% of social. And between Twitter and Facebook, you got 20% of social. So we have focus on social, focus on a symbol, ARKW. ARKW. And that's ARK is a name of a company that puts together ETFs, and it's their WebX.0 ETF. And so if you just go, you can go to a pretty good website called ETF.com, and it really gives you all the information you're ever going to need on ETFs. And you can just click on through and put in the symbol and scroll down, and you'll see what are the top stocks in the ETF. And to us, that's one way to really help us focus on what individual stocks we want to own. We like to see what's driving the ETFs that look best. And so we've got two heavy technology, internet, social media focus in early May. This is at a time when no one wanted to touch those stocks. But the algorithms were telling us the reward from here, if we're right, is going to be significant. Therefore, it's worth the risk. And this is like a case study in that analysis. If you take all of your decisions when it comes to equity investing, and I bet we could extrapolate this and apply this to many things in life. But if you say to yourself, I know what my risk is in this situation. I'm willing to lose X in whatever investment I take. Well, then the only real question you have to ask yourself is, well, if I'm willing to lose X, then when do I want to put the money to work? And the answer is you want to put it to work when the reward from that price, the potential reward, is at its greatest. And that happened dramatically in the beginning of May, right after all the negative Facebook news. Then we rounded out our top five technology picks with IGV, which is the big cap software companies that focus on cloud computing. I don't have to say any more about that. We know that's a major theme and it's driving the stock market. We took some shares of XLK, another big cap technology ETF. You guys can just go look and see what's in those. You'll get an idea of why we were focusing there. And then we rounded it out with the biotech space, right in front of Donald Trump's announcement about drug pricing. They drove these stocks down. And 2 days before President Trump's announcement of drug pricing, our algorithm was telling us it's time to put risk on the biotech space because the reward was significant from that price. Are you starting to pick up what I'm laying down? Do you understand how this works? You take a fundamental idea, you apply the algorithms to it, you allow the algorithms to tell you when the reward potential is at its greatest, and you're comfortable understanding that the risk is always going to be the same if you employ the correct stop loss discipline. This isn't, you know, algorithms tend to be a term that gets thrown around and it can sound very confusing. And this is why we're doing the Armor Report, we're doing podcasts, we're writing the report. We're trying to make it hands-on and more simple to understand. It's not as confusing. You don't need an MIT degree. What you need is basic understanding of the laws behind investing. You want to try to buy things when they're low, sell things when they're high. And in order to do that correctly without catching a falling knife and cutting your fingers off, you apply an algorithm that can unemotionally take data and tell you statistically significant points to commit capital. That's the point. That's how you run capital in the world we live in today. And very often, it occurs in opposite to your human emotion. So there were very few people wanting to buy biotechs 2 days in front of a major government president announcement about drug pricing. It was all over CNBC. Avoid these stocks. We don't know what he's going to say. And yet, we and our readers of the Armor Report were committing capital to that space 2 days before the announcement. And, of course, the day of the announcement, these stocks were up 3%. We knew what our risk was, but the reward was going to be big if we were right, and it's been big in that space. So those are the five groups that we were buying, and that's how that's a simple case study in how to apply algorithms to your investment approach, whether you're a swing trader, an active manager, or you fancy yourself a buy and hold guy. Using algorithms to control your emotions and commit capital appropriately based on reward and risk will improve your investment process and create alpha for you. Now, I hope this has been a informative podcast. Look forward to speaking to you again next Monday. And I think what we'll do next Monday is drill down and do a case study on two individual stocks where our algorithms had us taking a long position, one of which, you know what, I'll save that for next week. We look forward to talking to you next week. We're going to talk about two companies that we own in our portfolio based on reward to risk.